was, oh, and then he was saying, no, boo, 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 and he was, hey, they had to feel comfortable kissing out in public like that. She had a little black man, and he had his little black woman. White woman, I'm sorry. See, I'm so used, I'm so used to saying it, but do you feel comfortable with that? Because if you don't feel comfortable with the soulmate that you're with, you're going to have some problems. And are you going to respect that person's differences? In other words, let's say that you Hispanic and you Hispanic guy and you marry a black woman. Then you're a Christian guy. And the family come around. Her family come around. Yeah, brother, what's happening? What's happening? Enrique, you know, brother, you know, what it be like? Well, Enrique, you got to, hey, you married into that. You give me say, you know, I don't feel comfortable around your people. No. Let me sound like Enrique. I don't feel comfortable about your people, baby. They be asking me questions, mama. I don't want, wait a minute. You got to feel comfortable. This is your soulmate. This is who you got with. I know you didn't think about that. If they disagree or are disappointed with each other, this couple that's going to get together, they avoid becoming bitter or slinging accusations at each other. See, when it's your soulmate and they disappoint you, you may become a little angry. The Bible says be angry, but sin not. But you don't become bitter and accusatory. In other words, you're accusing. Well, you late. Where you been? You went by to see her, didn't you? I knew you went by to see her. I saw the way you looked at her when I was with you in the mall. Uh-huh. Where were you then? How come it took you this long to get here? Ladies, let me tell you something. Shut up and stop asking a man a barrage of questions, because that is not going to make him answer you. Number one, you're not his mama, so stop trying to act like it. Number two, you're emulating or imitating your mama. Shut up. That is repulsive to a man. If you want to know where he was, just do this. Where were you? And you don't even know whether he's lying to you. He would say, I was over here at, Best Buy looking at that. And then you're going to come and say, no, you wasn't. You was over there with her. What's the matter with you, girl? He just told you where he was. Yeah, but he lying. He been lying. So you married a liar, right? You knew what you married, didn't you? So what you becoming bitter and accusing him for? You know what you married when you married it. So why are you trying to change it? Well, because I just wanted his gray eyes in my baby. Lying hypocrite. Be truthful with your own wretchedness. In all of their ways dealing with each other, they find ways of building each other up. They don't want to tear each other down. See, this is some serious stuff here that we're talking right now, because you don't want to tear the other person down. It's not about tearing them down. Oh, well, I got to tear them down because I saw my mama tear my daddy down. And then for you brothers, well, I got to whoop their butt because I saw, well, you know, my brothers tell me if the B get out of line, knock the B back on line. You know what? You can't be saved. You can't be. Damnable heathen that you are, you can't be saved with that. That's not biblical Christianity. I'm sorry. What else do these soulmates do? They infuse hope in one another, as well as determination into the hardship of daily life. Jethro comes home. He couldn't get the job. Sally, you working every day, working downtown, working for the man. Nice dress you got on, Sally. That's right. It's nice, and I bought it with my money. Jethro ain't got no job yet. And every time he come home, what is he doing? Asking me for some of my money. And I said, I'll give you $20. It's on the dresser over there. Go and pick it up. But you need to get a job. Jethro's having a hard time getting a job. Jethro didn't go to college. You know what? I got to share something with some of you young brothers out there that don't understand the value of doing what you need to do when you're young. If you do have a pastor, and I'm not your pastor needs to tell you this. But if your pastor never went to college and never broadened his education to make life better for his family because he pimping you in the church that you in, see, because a lot of these guys, that's why they become preachers, because they can't do nothing else. They can't do anything else. Trust me, if I went to school at night for 20 years to earn a master's degree, you know I could have had two or three PhD degrees behind my name. I personally don't want to be a doctor, don't want to be called doctor. Don't need it. Because I went to school, and that school education, that's why I'm able to teach in a college. Because I went to school, and I have three earned degrees. And that's going to take most of your lives. Now, if you're blessed enough to be raised by parents that can fund your college education as you stay in their home, that's a wonderful thing. Go to college, get the education. Then when the job pops up, you can get the job. But Jethro, now, didn't go to college. Jethro was in the trade out there. And he wasn't doing very well while he was out there slinging that dope. Now, he didn't save his money and have it stashed in the right place so he could start his own business when he wanted to do it. And I'm just giving it to you the way it is because that's the way they do it. They make their money. Maybe some of them go to prison a couple of years, but they entrust their money to some people that's going to hold on to their money and not spend up their money. And then after they wait about 15, 20 years, then they can take all the money and buy them some stuff, get their business going, and live the rest of their lives. Now, you may be saying, that's a terrible thing, John, to say to people. Let me tell you, how you think Rockefeller did it? How you think the Kennedys did it? Old man Kennedy, all his boys going to school, Yale and Harvard and Princeton and all that stuff. These boys were nothing but fornicating sinners. But they became presidents of these here United States. Been in the drug business, basically. And so what brothers do in the hood is what people have been doing in this country for years. And as a Christian, my eyes are not closed to it. I wasn't like that. I was a shipping clerk. That was my first job that I had. And after I was a shipping clerk in private industry, I became a warehouseman for the city of L.A. Most of my working career outside of being a pastor. Yeah, the plaque is on the wall. 18 years of city service for the city of Los Angeles. Then I became a full-time pastor. In 1988, so for 20 years, I have been a full-time pastor. Oh, I had to get back to work about 5 years ago because the church membership had fallen off greatly, and I got to finish paying for this little house that Lucy and I bought. Not paid for yet. So, that's life. You have to work. But Jethro, let's get back to him. And I want to talk about this because, and I'm taking my time with it, because Jethro can't get a job. But Sally got her job. Sally just lucked out. The man liked the way Sally looked. She fine, ain't she? Ooh, girl, you fine. Walk in there, she just smiling, bringing coffee for the boss. Girl, you need a raise. Now, Jethro needs to take, you know, some money. And so that he can, because he can't find a job. And Sally said, you're not taking my money. This is my money. You ain't doing. Jethro wants to go bowling with the fellas. Get your own money and go bowling. I'm tired of taking care of you. Blah, 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 blah. No, they infuse hope and determination into the hardship of daily life. Now, this is the way it's supposed to be. Sally comes home from work on Friday. She sees Jethro sitting in the living room with his head in his hands. He sees Sally come in and he snaps up and sits on the couch and tries to put a smile on his face. She comes up to him and he tries to talk and tell her that he wasn't able to find anything. And she just holds him and kisses him and sits on the couch, throws down her little portfolio that she has from the job, and she says, "Kiss me, Jethro. Kiss me. I want to smell what I smelt when we were 23, when we first got together. Oh, you smell so good, man." And he feels ashamed and he starts to cry, and she kisses his tears. She says, "Daddy's going to be all right, because God's going to open up the door. You just keep going to him." And she loves him. That night, she prepares a great meal for him. And when they go to bed, she makes love to him all night long. And he just weeps with joy. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you know what? Whenever I use that scenario, people say, "John, you're just a dreamer, man. Ain't nobody going to be doing that for nobody else." Well, I got this question for you. What in the Hades did you marry that dirtbag woman for, if she's not willing to be that for her man? And same thing if a man treats a woman that poorly. Because all you got to do is reverse the scenario. Yeah, I'm serious about it. I see marriages all around me falling apart because ain't nobody hugging nobody and kissing each other. But you're looking at this junk on television, looking at these filthy, filthy people. If you've had the privilege of seeing this kind of relationship, there's hope for you today. But if you haven't seen this kind of relationship, that's probably why you are in the predicament that you find yourself in today. Now, one thing that we got to do as married couples and as couples that are thinking about getting married is you better forget the past. I'm telling you, some people are like elephants, even some guys. They don't forget nothing. They don't forget nothing. It's like when you're out there dealing drugs and somebody come up to you and rush your boys and put a little heat on them. It's like the controversy that will go on between Terrell Owens and the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Terrell Owens is a disgusting individual because he'll never forget the past. McNabb is one of the, here in 2008, McNabb is one of the premier, one of the greatest quarterbacks that I've ever seen in my life. I just watched a football game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles last night. Oh my, and I watched it on HD. I got HD on my HD TV. I had it hooked up. Oh my goodness. I have never seen television like that in my life. I'm telling you, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen just watching a picture that was so pristine and crystal clear. But let me get back to the point. The controversy between Owens and McNabb goes on because Owens can't forget the past. And as a black man that spit in the face of another person, that shows you the respect that I have for Terrell Owens. As an athlete, I'll have to give it to him. As a receiver, he is an excellent receiver. The boy needs Christ. So does McNabb. I don't think that McNabb is a Christian either, but McNabb has a kinder disposition than Owens. So just raising that as an illustration, we need to forget the past. I have this question for you. Did you ever see your parents interact in what I'm illustrating. Were your parents the kind of parents that constantly nagged each other because they couldn't forget what happened? I've got to share this with you. I have an aunt. She's still alive. And her husband, my uncle, is dead. And I was over there one day visiting while he was convalescing in the bed. And she brought up to him, and this guy could barely talk. He was dying. And she said, "Why don't you ask your girlfriend that you had to come over here and change your diaper?" I said, "Oh, my God, I couldn't believe she said that." And I said, "You didn't say that." She, "Yes, I said it." And she stormed out of the room, and I just grabbed my uncle's hand, and I said, "I'm sorry, man." I said, don't. I mean, it's like she wanted him to take that with him into eternity. Now, you know, I spoke with her about it. Two or three times afterwards, I told her how displeased I was with that kind of behavior. Have you ever experienced your parents more than three or four times not forgetting the past? I mean, going back, bringing up dirt, getting into fist fights, verbal fights with each other? Because if you have, you have experienced dysfunctionality. Now, the inevitable question that I'm asking you is, are you willing to be honest about all of this? Because if you're not willing to be honest about it, then you're not going to be honest in the relationship that you find yourself in today, or in the relationship that you may find yourself in tomorrow. You will never be honest about that. I guess my time is up. Next time. Okay. Next time we're going to start with a theme in the third hour. Looking for that person. We're going to be looking for that person. In other words, the question is, what sort of person can create this type of bond for you as you look for them? Thank you for coming to my website. This is Pastor John. 20 hours of marriage counseling, absolutely free. Don't know how long these things are going to stay up. I know I don't have enough memory space to leave all 20 hours on a marriage page, so it would do you well to download them as quick as you possibly can to keep them. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to continue to do this because I love you and I want your marriage to be a happy one. Thank you for coming to my website. This is Pastor John in Los Angeles, California, in the beloved Lucy Coleman studio. Admonishing, whatever you do, stay into the Word.